Saturday. Yeah. Start today at Sorry Way, Northwest London. Wednesday, the 3rd of October, Chofches, 3rd of November, Chofches Cheshvan. That's right, yeah? Harav Gesh and Duna Shlita, what do you do if you're half Jewish?
Okay, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So I had a lot of people coming over to me over the last week to want to know what am I talking about, who is half Jewish, and does it mean if the mother is Jewish and the father's not, and the father is and the mother's not, and there are all sorts of different interesting havamanas they thought what I'm talking about.
Come and listen to the show, then find out.
Basically, it's a good advertising campaign for the show. So we are going to discuss, we're going to end up talking about the Ovis and what their Jewish status was and how they did or did not keep Shabbos. But let's start from the beginning. The Mishnah in Machshirin, Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin, says the Mishnah, Matzah bar tinuk mushlich. If you found a child who unfortunately had been disposed of, you found lying around in the middle of nowhere, abandoned child. And you're not sure, is he Jewish? Is he not Jewish? Yeah, he before his bris milah, so you know way of telling, or it's a girl. No idea. What do you do with this child? Is he a Yid or is he a goy? Says the Mishnah. Im Rav Yisrael, if most of the inhabitants of the town are Jewish, then Yisrael, then you assume this child is Yisrael. You go Bosa Rav, off the majority, and the majority of the town is Jewish, child is Jewish. Im Rav Kutin, on the other hand, if Rav of the town are non-Jews, then Kuti, you assume he's a non-Jew. Mechza Mechza, if it's 50-50, so it's not such a big town or exact numbers, then you assume he's Yisrael. Okay, this is the Mishnah in Machshirin. The Gemara in Yuma explains, says Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Dalet. What's nafka min of all the different dinim, if he's a Yisrael or if he's a Goy? And the Gemara explains that if he's a Yisrael, then you have to give him tzedakah, you have to make sure he's looked after. You can't abandon a Jewish child, you have to look after a Jew. However, says the Gemara, he's not a Vadai Yisrael. This Rav doesn't make him a Vadai Jew. Nafka minna, if it's a girl, let's say, and you found her after the age of 3, this girl couldn't marry a Kohen, because maybe this girl is not Jewish, and even if it'll be Megai, then we'll see in a second, still perhaps it's not mamash of a fully fledged Jew, it's only Bosa Rav, and therefore for the Yichus, maybe it's a problem, after under your Gerus, and for the Yichus not, but you go Bosa Rav, Lachumra, to say that you have to Lachyosa. Okay. What is that? Fair enough. Now, on that, the Gemara brings down that Shmuel holds, even in a case when there's Rav non-Jews in town, still, if this abandoned child would be under a house that would collapse on Shabbos, you'd be allowed to Mechal Shabbos to pick up the abandoned house and save the child. Why? Because even though Bosa Rav, it's a non-Jew, and we're not officially Mechal Shabbos for non-Jews, yeah, that's a separate Shmuel about if Hapsala get a phone call for a non-Jew, what they can or they can't do. If you see a non-Jew dying on Shabbos, what you should do, Reb Moshe does say, Mishum Eva, maybe you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, otherwise there'll be a pogrom if they hear Jews singing Ka'echso if someone's dying. But upon him, Shmuel says, only Bosa Rav is it a non-Jew, but you still go Bosa Lemiot, the Gabe B'koach Nefesh, and therefore you can't save this child who's a Rav Kuti, Miut Yisrael, on Shabbos. But Imam says you can feed Nevelis, you're allowed to feed this child non-kosher food if it's Rav Kuti, because you assume the child halachically not Jewish. Agav, there's something very interesting Rashi there. Rashi says in Yuma, you feed him non-kosher food, ad sheyigadel v'yakabel olav geirus. You feed him non-kosher food until the child becomes again. And Achreinim, Amadai, Fathemis, and the others, that it seems like from Rashi that this child, even though it's Rav Goy and Miut Yisrael, even though you assume that at the moment they are Goyish, but they're mechuyev to become Jewish, because perhaps they really are Jewish, and therefore you don't want them to go through life, act like a Goy, perhaps, and therefore we really mechayev them to become a Goy. Okay. So that is so far. Mar said, if he's a Yisrael, you have to return his Aveda to him. Mar explains what a Yid is, what a Goy is. Okay. So very nice, we got a beautiful Gemara. The Gemara says, If you're Rav Yisrael, you're Yisrael. You have to return Avedas, you have to Lachayosai. If you're a Goy, you're allowed to feed them the Velas. If you're Mechza, Mechza, we're Machmir, that you are a Jew. Feed the Minchas Chinuch in the Mitzvah of Shabbos, that you got a big problem. Because we said, Chatzi Chatzi, you are a Jew. And that means if we're not sure exactly who you are, and the town is exactly split 50-50, we give you the stringencies of being a Jew. After Minchas Chinuch, Bamba Kasha, what does this Sophic Jew, who's being Machmir, that he is a Jew, do Legabe Shabbos? Because we know that a Jew in Mechoz keeps Shabbos. Yeah, very important. If you don't keep Shabbos, you're a mummer, a kol to a kula, have to keep Shabbos. However, we also know the Rambam brings down in Shoftim, in the Melachim, Peruk Tes, Halacha Tes, says the Rambam. No, one place. I thought Yud Tes. One second. Who is Yud Tes? V'chein goy sheshovas, a guy who keeps Shabbos, afilu b'yoyim mimosachol, even if he's mamish mashigah and he makes Tuesday into Shabbos, im also oisei la'atzmoi k'moy Shabbos, chayv misa. If he acts like it's Shabbos and he sings miras and he doesn't do malacha, he's chayv misa. Kloloi shal dova, the rule behind this is, ein manichin oisei l'chadesh dos, ul'asois mitzvois la'atzma medata. We don't let the Goy choose his own religion. He don't say, ah, today I want to act like I'm a Jew and I'll keep Shabbos. That is not allowed. That is the chiyuv of Misa for keeping Shabbos. So now, if that's true, famous chinuch got now two chumras that are soisa hadodi. On the one hand, you want to be machmir that he's Jewish and you want him to keep Shabbos, because if you be mechal Shabbos and he's a Jew, he's a terrible thing. On the other hand, how can he keep Shabbos? Perhaps he's a Goy. And if you're going to be a Goy, could be doing an Avera, Mechuy Misa. On either side, by being Machmeh, you might end up being Mechuy Misa. Ask Melchinoch, how can this Sophic child in the Mishnah Machshirin do for Shabbos? What's he supposed to do? L'chayra, he is stuck. That is the Minchas Chinuch's question. Okay. I got the Makor on this din that a Goy can't keep Shabbos. There's a Noyach, it says, V'yoyim v'layla lo yishboisu. And it says, we learn from there that Goyim may not keep Shabbos. Okay. So, it's a bit of a problem here. Now, this problem is not only a problem for this very rare case of a child found abandoned in a town which is 50% Jewish and who's non-Jewish. This problem also manifests itself in the Ofos HaKadoshim, because the Ofos, it's a big, big shmooze. What was the halachic status of the Ofos? Were they Jewish? Were they not Jewish? Were they Jewish l'chumra, Jewish l'kula? That was Machloikas, Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, Yosef and his brothers. Lots of ink has been spilled in saying all different ways to understand whether the others were Jewish or not. But the Parashas Drachim has a question. He first wants to propose, Parashas Drachim of Mishnah Melech, he has a long shmooze on this topic. He's like the first famous fellow to discuss this topic. He says, I don't understand, if you're going to say the others were Machmir, that they were Yidden, it's going to end up with a Balagan. Because how could they keep Shabbos? Because if they're not Yidden, they're also to keep Shabbos. So, very nice, they're being machmir, that they're Jewish, but this chumrah is a kula. Mamash, the same question that the Minchat Chinuch asks on the Mishnah Machshirin, asks the Parashas Drachim about the Ovos. What are they supposed to do? B'chayra, it comes out that they are stuck. So, Zot the Parashas Drachim, Elamai, you have to say that the Ovos had a din of Yisrael, even Lakula, which means they were fully fledged Jews. You cannot say the Ovos were only Machmir, they were Jews, because then you get a bit stuck. Because we know that the Medrash Rabbah brings down, Avraham Avinu was Shoima, Kol HaTorah Kula, even Erev HaChatzeres. So slow down. If you're going to say the Ovos only kept the Torah Michumra, then the Chumra would dictate they're not allowed to keep Shabbos. How could the Medrash Rabbah say Avraham Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula, even Eruv Chatzeres? The Chayyur is not allowed to keep the Torah, because for the Rabbi this, it's not a Chumra to keep Shabbos, it's a Kula if Al-Tzad, he's not Jewish, he ends up being Mechayev Misa. So because of this very strong question, the Parashas Drachim says, you know what, it has to be that the others were fully fledged Jews, even the Kula. There was no Tzad, they were non-Jewish, they were fully fledged Yidden, and if they're fully Yidden, then we understand they can keep Shabbos because they Yidden have to keep Shabbos, and therefore that's how he gets out of the issue of the Ovos. So it's very nice that Prophet Drachim has sorted out the issue of the Ovos. But he hasn't sorted out the Minchat Chinuch's question on the Mishnah Machshirin. Because very nice over there, you tuck a duck the issue. He says, they were Yidin, they weren't Goyim, you've got no steerer between the two Chumras, and therefore you're good to go that they kept Shabbos. But the Mishnah Machshirin says the guy's a Sofik, and you're Machmer Mesofik. How are you going to be Machmer Mesofik on Shabbos? What are you going to do? This is the question that many Achronim have. Okay. So, there are various Mahalchim to answer this, and we're going to go through some of them. I saw the same svara from various Achronim. I'm not sure who actually is the first one to come up with it, but various Achronim wanted to taina that Avraham Avinu taka ketchups. So again, we're going now to loik Kafosh Drachim. Let's assume Kafosh Drachim is not correct in his what he's naming on that Avraham Avinu was a Jew lekula, and then taka he was a Jew lechumra. He was the same as the little kid in the Mishnah Machshir. So what's he supposed to do? Says the Shuvah Zayis ran on. I think that's all the Chum Sofer as well. I'm not sure, but he wants a taina. Avraham Avinu every Shabbos made sure to make a shliach, a goy, to do melacha on his behalf. Every Shabbos morning he woke up and he asked, maybe Eliezer, maybe one of his goyim, do me a favor, turn on the fire. Why? What's going on? So he explains. Normally, the halacha is, there's no shlichas between a Jew and a non-Jew. Yeah, if you want to get married, we all know that you're allowed to make a shliach, a yid, to go, let's say you're a big masmid, you don't need the bis medrash. So instead, you send your friend to your chuppah, and he's makadosh the ish on your behalf, and you get married back when you're in bis medrash. Because there's a shlichus, yeah, learn that, kadosh no man of, kon no shlichus. However, there's no shlichus la'akil in Corona, everyone's worried about numbers, they only have 30 people by chasna. So I said, why don't you make the photographer the chosn, and make the video man the color, and then you can save on all the numbers, because the chosn color don't have to come. But no one wanted to take my advice. Okay, so you have a problem of shlichus here, because by a goy, there's no shlichus. You can't have a goy, a shliach for Yisrael. That is learned out from Apostle Ma'atem b'nei bris, Ashruchachem b'nei bris. You need to have a shliach is only a yid. And therefore, when Avraham Avinu made a goy, a shliach, turn on the fire, me'ikah hadin, he had done nothing. He hadn't done any melacha on Shabbos, because ein shlichus la'akum. Now, the Magen Avraham in Simon Tov Mem Ches Dalet brings down the shitta that there is shlichus from one goy to another goy, and therefore, if we're going in that mahalach, it's very geschmack. Because Avraham Avinu made a shliach a goy to do malach on his behalf. Al Hatzad Avraham Avinu was not Jewish, then he was not Shavas. He didn't keep Shabbos because his shluchay shel Adam Kamoisai did an avera, did a malacha on his behalf, and it's like he did it, and therefore he never kept Shabbos. That he'll be mechoyv misa. Ma'aseh came if Avraham Avinu was Jewish, ein shlichus la'akum. He'd done nothing wrong and he still kept Shabbos. And therefore, with this patent, we managed to find a way. And therefore, we'll advise this child who's been picked up in a dustbin in the town of 50-50 to do the same thing. He should make a shliach, a goy, to do malach on his behalf. And then, if he's a Jew, he will have not done a malacha. And if he's a non-Jew, he will have done a malacha. That is answer number one to get out of the problem. Good question. Reb Chaskel's asking, Amir Lakum. It's brought down in many places in Reish HaYavav and Shin Chaf Hei and all over Shin Zayin. Issa Mir al-Akum. A Yid may not tell a goy to Melacha's behalf. So, there's a punt to Machloik is why that is. There are those, the Steer and Rashi and Vajazar about this. Rashi has one stuff to say, why not? Because the goy becomes a Shliach. And Achreinim ask, whoa, slow down. There's no Shlichas for a goy. And they say, Yenachalami, it's Nirik a Shlichas. It looks like he's a Shliach. Achaponim, Amir al-Akum's Asum Rabbanon. How can you say Avraham Avinu was kept Shabbos? Even at Erev Chatzavis was Rabbanon. If we're going to say now, he did Amir al-Akum. On that, the answer is the shit of the Baal Ha'ito brought down in the Ramah in Reish HaYavav. And Baal Ha'ito says that the Tzorich Mitzvah, you are allowed to tell a goy to do Melach on your behalf. And we actually paskin like him for a big Tzorich. For example, says the Chai Adam, if the Erev fell down and there's going to be people carrying without knowing, you're allowed to tell a goy to be over Boine Midoi Raisa on your behalf, because even though it's a Mir Lakum on Esa Doraisa, it's Mutzah Tzorich Mitzvah. And therefore, if Avraham Avinu held at the Baal Ha'ito, then you could answer, it's going to be okay. Because here, why is he telling him goy to Melacha's behalf? Not because he wants the guy to cook, not because he wants the television to turn on Chas V'Shalom. Why is he telling him goy? The Tzorich Mitzvah, because he doesn't want to do an Avera. And therefore, he's only doing it because Al Tzad, he's a goy, he's going to end up being over Goy Sheshavas. And therefore, he's doing a Milakum. Therefore, even if he's a Jew, it's a mitzvah in this, because he's only doing a mirakum to get rid of a problem halachically, and therefore, the feel about ito, it will be called a mirakum tzorich mitzvah, it would be allowed, and therefore, this is a good answer as to what Avraham Avinu may have done to make sure he doesn't get into this contradiction between being a goy and being a yid, is he did a mirakum to a goy on Shabbos, and if he's a goy, he was over it's a Shabbos, and if he was a yid, he wasn't. That is mahalach number one. Yes.
The melacha that the goy does for him is not melachas machshavas. If the only reason why he's doing it is because he wants nishta to be mechal
Shabbos, he doesn't want
the tayelas.
Like knocking into Gufi,
you're saying. Yeah,
it makes drab on before you start. The anafami, fair enough.
Knocking your mitzvah is avoiding it now.
Yes.
That's a mitzvah. That's a doing for a mitzvah. That's okay. Okay. That is mahalach number one to answer the child in the Mishnah Machshirin and to answer Avraham Avinu. There's another famous answer from the Ponim Yofus and the Hamakne, who are the same people. It's brought down in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Zayin, Amud Beis. And he wants to say that our Shabbos goes from Friday night till Matzah Shabbos. For Jews, Shabbos goes from the night precedes the day, and therefore you start it by night and then you have the day after. However, he wants to say that for Goyim, the Yoyim goes the other way around. The Yoyim is before the Laila. And therefore, for a Goy, Shabbos will not be from Friday night until Matzah Shabbos. Shabbos will be from Shabbos morning until Sunday morning. And therefore, there's a fundamental difference between a Yid Shabbos and a Goy Shabbos. Therefore, says the Ponyof, says Amakne, that Avraham Avinu made sure to do Malacha on Matzah Shabbos. And therefore, you make the Cheshbon, it works out perfectly. Because if, and also this is what the kids in Machshirim will do, if Avraham Avinu was a Yid, he's kept Shabbos Kedas for Kedin, he kept Rabbeinu Tam even. And then he went and lit the Havdalah candle, which for him is no problem. He raised the Baruch HaMadol after Rabbeinu Tam, he's good to go. Masha Enkein, if he has the halachic status of a Goy, his Shabbos would be from Shabbos morning to Sunday morning, he did a Malacha, made no Shabbos, he was not Goy Shal Shabbos, and therefore he won't be Chayav Misa. That is his answer. Now, I saw a good question on this answer. The question I saw from the Sefer Chavtzeles HaShon, from a Yid Rabbi Kalabach, a real Ilui, and he has a beautiful Sefer in the Torah. He brings down a question. And the question is as follows. There's two ways to understand the Issa of a Goy keeping Shabbos. We learned one way, in the beginning I mentioned the Mashiach, that the Issa is that he's being Mechadish Dos La'atzmai. He is embarking on a new religion. He belongs to religion X, and he's choosing religion Y, making a new religion. He's doing the religion, the Jewish religion, and that's not allowed. The Goy has to stick to his religion, not make a new religion. That is the poshut way of understanding the Issa of Goy Sheshavos. However, there's another way to understand. There's a Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Ches on the base at the bottom. Says Rashi, why is it awesome? Nothing wrong with the Goy keeping Shabbos. He says, one second. Ella menucha ba'alma ka'osar lehu. Hashem does not want them to rest. Shelo yavatlu memelacha va'afilu yoyim she'en ba'ashvisa. Nothing to do with mechadish dos la'atzma, nothing to do with new religions. Hashem doesn't want the goyim to have a 24-hour rest. It's a thing, it's a certain menucha only given to the Jews, not given to non-Jews. A non-Jew, therefore, may not just take off 24 hours straight. He has to always be working. That's how Rashi understands this. Nothing to do with the Rambam. Now, the feed upon him office, what did he try to say? He tried to say that since Shabbos goes from morning till morning, therefore we found a way of doing Malacha on Shabbos. That only is going to work according to Rashi. According to Rashi, that the Issa is, a Goy shouldn't rest 24 hours. Then I understand, that how do you choose 24 hours? Don't go from 3 p.m. to 3 p.m. It goes from morning to morning, and then if you do Malacha on Shabbos, you're okay. However, the feed of Rambam, if the whole Issa is, you can't act Jewish. You can't be mechadesh dos la'atzmai. The Maisa Avraham Avinu was acting Jewish. He was keeping the Jewish Shabbos. Who cares that on Matzah Shabbos he went ahead? And the Gemara even says it's also for the goy to keep Shabbos even on Tuesday. You cannot be mechadesh dos la'atzmai on any day of the week. So here, Avraham Avinu, even though he's doing malacha Matzah Shabbos, he's still al tzad. He's a goy. Be mechadesh dos la'atzmai. He's still praving like a Jew. He's still singing Ka'echtsoi Friday night. He's still acting Jewish. And therefore, the answer upon him, Yofas, doesn't manage dim. The feed of Rambam, it stims better according to Rashi. Okay. Lama Gevat. So far we've got two terutzim. In. Number one, Avraham Avinu made a shliach, a goy, to do malacha. And if he's a yid, he's no issa. And if he's a goy, it's a problem. And therefore, that's what he did. And that's what the child will do in Machshirin. Or we said that he did malacha on Shabbos. And if he's a Jew, it's ready on Shabbos. And if he's a goy, it's full Shabbos. Let's do Mahalach number 3. Zot Minchas Chinuch. What does the Psalm say, Zot Minchas Chinuch. That the din, that in various melachas, there's a certain shear in which the melachas are over. Let's say carrying is only if you carry the shear of a gregarious. Only if you carry a speck of dust on your hand, you're not over carrying on Shabbos. Yeah? all different malachas have a share to them, how much is asr. The Rambam makes down that these shi'urin were only said halacha l'moshe m'sinai to Klal Yisrael, not to non-Jews. All these shi'urim were only said to Klal Yisrael. However, a non-Jew will be over straight away because they don't have this heter that you can carry until, for anything, all shi'urim were not said to goyim, only said to you. Now, with that in mind, he wants to say that Avraham Avinu carried a chatzi shir on Shabbos, which means, outside he's a Jew, if you carry out half of Gregorius, half a fig or a date, whatever, a date, if you carry out half a date, you're not over, because you haven't done the right shir. And therefore, Avraham Avinu walked around in Eretz Yisrael Daraisa with his half a date. And therefore, if he's Jewish, he wasn't over anything. Gevaldik. Masha'en came, if he's non-Jewish, there's no din of shiurim for a non-Jew, and therefore, he wasn't shoivus, because for a non-Jew to keep Shabbos, says keep Shabbos, he has to make sure not to any malachas in the non-Jewish world. And for a non-Jew, carrying even pachas mikasher is already over. And therefore, he says, Avraham Avinu was over, or anything, or Bishol, he cooked a chatzi shir, whatever he did a chatzi shir, which in the world of the Yidden, you're not over Shabbos, and the world of the Goyim, you are over Shabbos. Freit Bianchi Wieserfeld, chatzi shir, asum in HaTorah. Is that about to ask? No. That's a good question, you should ask that. The question is, yes, someone had the question?
Yes, I have a different question.
What's your question?
The Issa of Mashu by a Goy will only be about the Shabbos Mitzvah in Noach. The Goy hasn't got dinim in Shabbos.
Exactly.
Dinim in...
Without... He's assuming that without Goy Shabbos, and there's no Jewish... There's no Jewish halacha for the Goy. It's only Goyish halacha. Halacha Rosh Hashanah wasn't said to the Goyim. So therefore, you're stuck. You have to not carry a Mashu, because otherwise, you'll be over. And I hear it saying, that's what your name's on. You look like Lama Beis Vav. Very good. Even if it's not like the Chatzishit Osman HaTorah or not. So if it's Osman HaTorah, you've got a problem again. Because Avraham Avinu was carrying Chatzishit and Osman HaTorah, the Fewish Lokish, and therefore he'd be over Shabbos, and you can't have this Nafkamina, what he did. The whole reason it's Osman HaTorah is because it's Chosidat Terufi. We're scared. That's why can't you eat on Yom Kippur Lechatchila 10 mil of water? So we're scared we'll have another 20 mil and together, it'll be Mitzdarav Tershe, because it's Chosid L'Asturuf, it's able to join up together, and therefore might become a Shir Pasa. Says the Minchat Chinuch that Avraham Avinu, who's doing this Chatzi Shir, just today to do the mitzvah of not being Shoivus on a Tzad, that he's a non-Jew, there's no Tzad he's going to end up by mistake doing another Chatzi Shir, because that's what he normally here. It's all one big Dvar Mitzvah, there's no Tzad he will go ahead and do it again by mistake, and therefore, it's even if you're the man of the Torah over here, it would not be considered Chosid HaTerufi, and therefore that would be okay. That's a chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. What do you say? No, Chatzishe is said on anything, it's not Dafka Hof. So therefore, we want to say that could be an answer for Avraham Avinu that he did the Chatzishe, and again, for our child in Machshirin, and therefore that would be a way of being over Shabbos Lefi if you were a Goy, and not being over Shabbos if you were a Yid, and therefore the Monoshech, he assorted, he kept Shabbos in the Jewish world, and he didn't keep Shabbos in the non-Jewish world. Okay, one more Teretz. Four down. That you're not allowed to walk. So when you're given a Rechaim, you can't walk in the street on Shabbos with Tzitzis that are posel. Because the tzitzis are called a burden, not part of the beggar. No normal wears these funny strings as they walk around. None of us. If you're doing it, you're kind of tzitzis, then you're allowed to wear it in the street. If you know, the briskers actually don't wear tzitzis in the street on Shabbos. Because even though we pass on tzchelis is not ma'akav, and therefore there's no problem in wearing just the white strings, the Gabe Hilchus Shabbos, they're more stringent and they're scared. The Gabe Hilchus Shabbos maybe is Ma'akov. If it is Ma'akov, that sits as apostle. So it's apostle carrying a string for no reason, and therefore any good brisker worth his salt has a talus cotton hanging on his peg by his front door. And as soon as he comes in, he puts it on. He won't carry it in the street because he's scared that the Tcheles is Ma'akov and it could be carried. But halacha is clear, if you have real.
So why would you wear tzitzis all week then?
Because Ne'ekadim Yipastin is not. Chum, and therefore you're carrying a mitzvah. Chum with the Shabbos, they're worried about Shabbos, maybe. And they're machmir, maybe it is Markov.
Maybe.
Now, so.
If, go without tzitzis.
And then, what do you say?
Better to go without tzitzis in the street.
Yeah, because you're not available. You don't have to wear tzitzis. Maybe, but it's a mitzvah, the Gemara said. And Hashem is angry, he gets annoyed, you don't wear tzitzis. But you don't have to wear tzitzis. The whole thing is, you have a garment with four corners, you have to wear tzitzis. But you don't have to. Then when you don't have to, if you don't want.
What's
that?
Sure,
I hear. Okay. So the halacha is you can't wear posel tzitzit in the street. Now, so they want to. The answer we want to answer is as. So what about if you're wearing tzitzit and you're a Avraham Avinu? So if you're a goy, then you're not being kaimish for tzitzit, right? Because a goy is not mechuyim for tzitzit. Now, is that true? When a goy would wear tzitzit on Shabbos, he'd be carrying the strings. Because for the goy, for all intents and purposes, he's wearing posel tzitzit. Because a goy is not mekayim mitzvah tzitzit. And therefore, a goy who would wear tzitzit on the street on Shabbos would be carrying. So therefore, they want a taina, perhaps Avraham Avinu, and also this child, the machshirin, wore tzitzit. And therefore, as he walk in the street, the cheshvin does it. If he's Jewish, gevaldig, he's walking around on Shabbos with his shtrabel and mekesha, and his tzitzis, and his mekayim, everything kadatzvah kadin. However, if he's not Jewish, then he's being over an issa of wearing tzitzis, b'shaloi b'mokha mitzvah in the street, and therefore, he's carrying, and therefore, he found a way of doing an aveira lefi the goyim, and a mitzvah lefi the yidin, and this is another way how Avraham Avinu get out of the problem of being goyish eshovas. Now, the punkt. This depends on the machlokes, because the machlokes, the Mishnah Berurah Minhag Shin Aleph Kuf Nun Ches, whether a lady can wear tzitzit in the street on Shabbos. Ladies are not machlokes tzitzit, but they can wear tzitzit, but Torahs, Enim Tzavoyos. We pass on tzitzit as mitzvah Shemang Rama, because by Lila loves my mitzvahs, loves my tzitzit, and therefore, Be'etzim, you should know, the women of the wall, yeah, it could be that the mamash very big tzadikim, and they brought her a big taiva to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis, but Torah's aim tzavoyisa. The Moshe Feinstein, the tshuva, 50 years ago, they asked him, can a lady wear tzitzis? He said, vada, they want to wear tzitzis, but Torah's adach. The mekayim mitzvah, but Torah's aim tzavoyisa, very special. Like a lady shaking lulav, like a lady doing sitting in the sukkah. However, says the Moshe, 50 years before the women of the wall were dreamt of, if they're doing it because of ladies' rights, Rachman al Islam is a terrible thing and it's the evil thing. You stop them, b'shum b'noi from akaponim. There's a machlokes whether a lady can wear tzitzis in the street on Shabbos or not. And the tzad that they can is because even though they're not mechuyev to, but they're still trying to chap around a mitzvah when they're doing so, and therefore it's okay. This teretz stims better if you paskin that a lady cannot wear tzitzit in the street, and therefore only those who are mechuyev can. Whoever's not mechuyev is over an avera by wearing in the street, and therefore it's Pasha Avraham Avinu, who was trying to be a goy, and he, this would be a very good etzah to wear tzitzis in the street. Now, a very important joke, there's a ger who's becoming Jewish, and we know a goy to Shabbos chai misa. So till he actually goes to the mikveh has a bris mila, he can't keep Shabbos. But the maisa, he's practicing to be Jewish, right? So the minig is that they keep Shabbos for everything, but they do one malacha. So if they want, they could do a chatzis shir. If they listen to the shir, any gerim out there, if you listen to the shir, then you have a very geshmaka etzah what to do. But akaponim, so the ger is becoming Jewish next week, and they met him and they asked him what malacha are you doing. He said, I'm carrying my keys in my pocket. Okay. They said, Abba, there's an Erev here. So because of the Erev here, you're still keeping Shabbos. He goes, no, I don't hold on the Erev. Okay. Okay. The same London Bezen Erev that they're going to be Megaya him, the same Bezen will be Megaya him next week. Okay, fine. Now, so to summarize what we learned today, we had a question. What does a child in Machshirin do who's a Sofet Yid, Sofet Goy? Does he keep Shabbos or not? We said the same question you have on the Avos HaKadoshim, how could they keep Shabbos? The Parash Drachim said, because of this question, Elachanami, they have to have been Vada Yidin, not Sofek Yidin, because otherwise, how could they keep Shabbos? We know everyone kept Shabbos. We said four Mahalchim that would be not like Parash Drachim, that would say how they could be Yidin and still keep Shabbos and not be over. Mahalch number one was, they did a Miri La'akum. Mahalch number two was, the Ponri Office, that the day and night are different, therefore the Melachim not to Shabbos. Mahalch number three was, that they wore tzitzis. Do you have any more Mahalchim? You have one more, no?
That's number four.
Yeah, what was the third one? What was the third one? Yeah. I thought we have a fifth one. Oh, the Chatzishir from Milchah Chinuch. We did the Chatzishir. There is a fifth one, maybe it has to be next time we speak, because I want Rabbi Yankee to say his halacha that he missed before the Shir, because we got too late. Shkoyach,
yeah,
Chakal.
Just to deal with regression, he started first, and I'm just going to say over the halacha very briefly. This is the last halacha in Perek Aleph of Rechilus. Yeah, we said the Rechilus is the type of Lashon Hara which is designed to create sinah, to create enmity between people. Says the Chofetz Chaim, there's no difference whatsoever whether or not you speak Rechilus, or whether or not you write Rechilus, or you email it, or you send a message. Even whether he tells somebody else, he lets somebody else know that somebody else did something against him or somebody spoke against him. And he says as well that even if you speak not about the person, but you speak about his schoyer,
you speak about his business. You say the schoria he sells is not good schoria and that sort of thing. People take that very personally. Result of that will be that there will be a synod, there will be a resentment between one party and the other. Any rechilus that is designed or is intended or is likely to create enmity or resentment between two parties, as an Isra Achilles, whether it's written, whether it's spoken, makes no difference.